another installment of Platitudes from the mind of Peggy Platt.
I'm a Northwest liberal, so I voted for no plastic bags within the Seattle city limits. Although, as a Seattleite, I will drive outside the city limits to get the free, good plastic bags. And it was in the parking lot of an unnamed free, good plastic bag mega grocery store that I had an epiphany. I was exiting the store.
Save the bees. Would you like to make a donation to save the bees?
I thought I could use a karma point or two for the plastic bags and, well, it is the bees, for pity's sake.
Give what you can, because without the bees, where would we be?
Anyway, I was walking away feeling smug about my bee donation and almost absolved for my damage to the ozone layer when I overheard...
You're taking donations for bees? I only give to select charities, not special interest groups.
I guess bees are special interest groups now. Well, they are pretty special, that's for sure. They directly pollinate 30% of the world's crops, 90% of our wild plant life. Bees affect our whole ecosystem. They're just a little scary. Like women. Special and scary. Sure, everybody likes boobs. They've been celebrated by Da Vinci, Rubens, R. Crumb. And women's butts, more popular than ever. Most lady parts are revered and loved. So loved that a third of the population keep their women covered up, protected, like a sandwich in a Ziploc bag. Sealed for freshness, to be used at a later date by their owners. Yes, the outside of a woman is very loved. It's the inside parts that some people find oogie. The original don't ask, don't tell.
Don't want to know what's going on down there or how it works. It'll just ruin it for me. As close as I want to come to the inner sanctum is rapping at the gate.
And who can blame them? It does kind of take the shine off. Buying maxi pads for your ladies, Aunt Flo. Periods are a chick thing. Nothing a man should deal with, so suck it up. 4 to 7 days a month. 5 to 10 days of premenstrual mood swings. 3 to 5 days of postmenstrual anemic exhaustion. And finally, ovulation, the magic window of fertility. That time varies from 5 minutes if you're completely prepared financially and really, really, really want a baby. 2, 3.5 weeks if you're poor, 14, and haven't even had an orgasm yet. But I digress. Women's health is best decided by insurance companies, the courts, and the Senate. We as women should be willing to drive hundreds of miles for services needed. It's nothing. Just birth, reproduction, a cakewalk. We just create life. And without women, there'd be no propagation of the species. Guess women are just another special interest group, like the bees.
Peggy Platt.